Hey, are you okay? What's going on? Can you drive? My dad's been getting reports of you hanging out on this road. People are worried. Get in your car and follow me back that way. We run a shop. We'll figure out what's going on. All right? Okay. All right. What's going on with the car? Like a ticking? When did you start noticing that? Can I take a look? I'm pretty sure that's the engine, but I want to make sure. This is in really good condition. Could you start her up for me? Okay. Yeah. It's just a lifter tick. Keep her going like that and hop out. Can you pass me that sea foam? The white bottle? Thanks. All right. Can you get me that rag? Thank you. Okay. So when you turn it on, you're not going to hear a difference right away. You gotta keep driving for a while. It'll clear up after a bit. Your car is in great condition. How long have you had her? Whoa. 3 generations passed down. I'm surprised all that needs fixing is a lifter tick. Well, you did great taking care of her. No, my dad's asleep upstairs. Very busy recently. Sort of feels a little too good to be true that a lifter tick was the only problem. We've been getting real crazy cases. But that sound is easy to recognize, so no worries. No cash. Like I said, we've been really busy. Lots of clients, lots of money. I'm sure. It cost me like $1 to fix your car. Keep your dollar. Where do you live? Hey, real nearby. You been to the milkshake bar up there? Ah, new to town. All right, then, how about instead of paying for your car, you take me up for milkshakes? It'll be good for you to have a friend who's a mechanic. If you care about that car, I'll be plenty of use. She's old. Good condition, but she is old. You never know what could happen. Tell you what, I'll wash up, and you can drive me there right after. Once you get a little ways with that car, you won't hear the noise anymore. Nice. Come on inside. You can wait on the couch. Yeah, we live here, upstairs. It's attached. I'll be back. Make yourself comfortable. You ready? Are you sure? Come here, cutie. You got something on your cheek. All clean. Don't worry about the sound. It'll get better in a bit. Whoa, smooth. Jeez, man. This runs better than almost every car that comes into our shop. I put it up against my dad's. This is an experience. Right turn, then a left right after. It's this place. Ever heard of it? Food isn't great, but oh man, the milkshakes are killer. So he pulls in, barely fits in the garage, right? He's yelling at my dad, saying my dad messed up the muffler or something. Guy's tire was about to bust, but he didn't care. Turns out he got in trouble and was trying to get my dad to sign something for court. Can you believe people like that exist? You can? Not me. You gotta be careful with people like that. Scary. The milkshakes, right? We need to come back here. They got a mushroom one. It's better than it sounds. Refreshing. Just me and my dad. You got that car from your dad, right? Then he got it from his dad. You gonna pass it on to the next generation too? You've got plenty of time for baby making, no rush. Just enjoy your experience with the car. Right now it's yours. I'm saving up for something. Been looking around. I think I know what I want and then just keep changing my mind. I'll figure it out. Nah, this town is great. Roomy. Perfect place for a mechanic like me. You look one way, you got roads forever. Other way, big city, right in the middle. That's where the suckers are. They don't know how to fix a car, and they've got all the new stuff. Really easy to find parts for them. Not to call you a sucker or anything. You're not. Not when you're driving a car like that. I'm surprised, though. The stuff I used on your car is pretty common. Real cheap. Does a good job, though. It's an easy problem to fix in your case. You definitely can't use seafoam for every lifter tick, but... Well, seems like the only thing you understood about it was that it was coming from the engine. You have a car like that, but seems like you don't know a ton about them. Ah, gotcha. Learn as you go. We're scared driving with the tick would mess something up. Well, now, if you ever need help with anything, just call me up. I'll come wherever you are. It's an honor to work on a car like that. I have an appreciation for people who take care of their vehicles well. It makes everyone's job a lot easier. Plus, it means I get to hang out with you. I think the car might just be my excuse.